Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 3. Losing the soul life, participating in the rapture of the overcomers, and receiving the end of our faith, the salvation of the soul. Friday related verses. 1 Peter 1:7 through 9. So that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold, which perishes though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and to whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 2:19, 21, 24. For this is grace, if anyone, because of consciousness of God, bears sorrows by suffering unjustly. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving you a model so that you may follow in his steps. Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God, on the one hand being put to death in the flesh, but on the other made alive in the spirit. Matthew 25:21. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master." 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. First Peter 1:7 gives the reason we are put into trials. We are put into trials because our faith needs to be tested, proved. The Greek word rendered proving means testing for approval. It is the proving, the testing of our faith, not our faith itself, that may be found unto praise. This may be compared to an examination in school related to a student's study. It is not the student's study itself that is found approved, rather it is the examination that is found to be approved. Of course, the approval of our faith comes out of the proper faith. The emphasis here is not on our faith. The emphasis is on the proving of our faith by the trials through sufferings. 1 Peter 1:9 is the direct continuation of verse 7. The proving of our faith to be found unto praise, glory, and honor results in the obtaining of the end of our faith, that is, the salvation of our souls. The salvation in verse 9 is full salvation, the salvation which is in three stages, the initial stage, the progressing stage, and the completing stage. We are of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit has been saved through regeneration. Our body will be saved, redeemed through the coming transfiguration. Our soul will be saved from sufferings into the full enjoyment of the Lord at his unveiling, his coming back. For this we have to deny our soul, our soulish life, with all its pleasures in this age, that we may gain it in the enjoyment of the Lord in the coming age. At the Lord's unveiling, some believers through his judgment seat will enter into the joy of the Lord, and some will suffer in weeping and gnashing of teeth. To enter into the Lord's joy is the salvation of our souls. Recently, some brothers said to me, "The saints in other places are poor, and they are suffering many things, including persecution. This does not seem fair. While they are suffering so much, we are here in this country enjoying good things." I replied, Do not think that because we may have an abundance of material things, we do not have sufferings. Many Americans suffer from heart disease, ulcers, and mental illness. Wherever we may be, we shall suffer and be subject to God's discipline. There is no way for us to avoid suffering in our soul. To live on earth as a human being is to suffer. The earth today is not for our enjoyment. The young people may expect to finish their education, find a good job, and then have a very pleasant married life. They need to realize, however, that on this earth there is no paradise. We must wait for the Lord's coming to be saved from the realm of suffering into a realm of comfort. That will be the full salvation of our soul. I can testify that although I have a good wife and although I am loved by the saints and the churches, I continue to suffer a great deal in my soul. No one can help me to avoid this suffering. Therefore, I am waiting for the unveiling of the Lord Jesus. At the time of his coming back, I shall be rescued from this realm of suffering into a realm of enjoyment. In that realm, we shall have the full enjoyment of the triune God and of all that he is, has, and has accomplished, attained, and obtained.